Is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State government workers will earn a higher minimum wage of $15 an hour starting in July. Governor Polis signed an agreement with the union that represents more than 30,000 workers. The pact also expands paid family leave and keeps health care premiums from going up. Denver could become the first major Colorado school district to pay board members. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports the current board votes on a measure tonight.
Many school cafeterias are crippled by a severe shortage of workers. Entry-level cafeteria jobs pay $15 an hour. A new state law gives school boards the option to compensate board members up to $150 a day for conducting official board business. Denver Public Schools' proposed resolution would allow board members to be paid that amount for up to 5 days of service per month. Some lawmakers say a ban on paying the elected leaders meant many residents couldn't afford to participate. Board members can't vote to pay themselves, so any decision would apply to future elected members. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The president of Regis University in Denver is resigning at the end of the year. An interim president will take over from Father John Fitzgibbons, who was headed of the university for the last 10 years. There is a red flag warning tonight for the Front Range, a chance of wildfires. This is CPR News.